everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scopes for the 9th of May. Okay, so today we've got Mercury making the semi-sextile to Uranus, Mars making the contra-parallel to Neptune, and Mercury making the parallel to the Moon's North Node. So yeah, I talked about Mercury's parallel to the Moon's North Node on the 5th of May, at the start of this week. So now I'm just going to talk about Mercury's semi-sextile to Uranus and Mars's contra-parallel to Neptune. So yeah, so Mercury's semi-sextile to Uranus is when Mercury, the planet of communication, finds itself in the mystical constellation of Pisces, while Uranus, the rebellious planet, resides in fiery Aries. So this cosmic blend of energies can sort of that bring a creative spark, allowing us to think outside of the box and become sort of like more imaginative and innovative in our thoughts and actions. Negatively, we can find ourselves getting lost in daydreams or jumping from one idea to another without following through fully, and it's crucial to ground ourselves and stay focused in the whirlwind of inspiration. And we have to remember that ideas and learn won't, you know, bring results. We have to take action right now as well, and just avoid being sort of like too impulsive and having too much ideas. So the best use of this energy is to use it to tune into the needs of others and find innovative solutions to your own and their problems, and to stay grounded and take small but solid steps towards manifesting your ideas. So just a good energy to help us continue those projects we've been working on and start new projects and stuff like that. So Mars is contra-parallel to Neptune, allows us and supports us in using our imagination and being more spiritual and tuning into our emotional sensitivity and being more creative. But negatively, it can, you know, because all Neptune energy can make us run into or favour fantasy of a reality and escape into drugs and alcohol. So it's crucial to maintain the sense of reality and not get carried away by being overly idealistic right now. And it also, you know, brings a sort of grounded energy if we're tapping to it, and you know, it's good for meditation, tapping into our inner wisdom, making informed decisions, you know, where we weigh up the pros and cons, being assertive, but also allowing ourselves to tap into that more ethereal psychic side of our nature and be creative. And like I said, we may find solutions to our problems while we're dreaming or in absent thought, daydreaming, listening to music and stuff as well. And you know, embrace this energy to just allow us to be a bit more imaginative, but don't ignore red flags and run off into situations that can be risky for your overall well-being. Content creators can use this energy to talk about how we can gain breakthroughs in our lives, how we can be more innovative in the ways we go about solving our problems as well, how we can embrace new technologies instead of fearing them, because a lot of us fear AI, and everything's got pros and cons to it as well. Talking about how we can still use our creativity while using AI tools, and how we can embrace science and technology to help us heal our lives or to solve problems in our life as well, and be open to alternative perspectives. Also, how we can use spirituality and the power of imagination alongside hard work, of course, to make our dreams a reality. And just talk about how we can give tips on how we can build more psychological, emotional, financial and spiritual stability into our lives as well. So yeah, that was the Daily Scopes for the 9th of May.